This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Juan Castillo, and this is the Electric Drum. And this morning, I have a good friend of mine, Nathaniel Jacobson. He's a graduate of Yale University. He graduated in 1996 from Yale. And he has a great organization. It's called A Free Bird. It's an organization that is about the arts with pediatric cancer. So what it does is that it pretty much gets young people who are, you know, who have problems with cancer, of course, and they're in remission, and they connect them with the arts, you know, get them to sing, get them to play instruments and so forth and so on, and they match them up with folks. We're going to talk more about the organization, but we're going to talk about Nathaniel because he's got a great story. How you doing, man?
I'm so glad to be here, sir.
Absolutely. Get this mic a little closer to you.
Okay. Hello. Hello,
there
folks.
There you go. That's beautiful. Okay. So where are you originally from?
I'm from New York City.
All right. Yeah. For fellow New Yorker, man.
Yeah. And hello, New Haven. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. You spent a lot of time here.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So initially you were born in New York, but then you moved, right?
Yeah, my parents are both Midwesterners. So,
okay.
So I have that kind of Minnesota hospitality, which serves me very well in what I do now. Just that friendliness, that working with people, and
if
you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. You know,
right.
It's really important when working with kids and with whatever you do. It's just a great value.
Right.
It's not a New York value all the time.
some nice New Yorkers, man.
Oh,
you know,
New Yorkers,
come on.
People close to me would say New Yorkers are nicer because they tell the truth.
So you moved to Minnesota from New York City?
Moved to Minnesota when I was nine.
What part of Minnesota?
San Pablo, St. Paul.
Okay, all right. And tell us about growing up there. I mean, what was it like?
We were in the city. But it's a different, it feels more like suburb when you come from out here. I don't know what to say. It was the neighborhood changed while I was there.
In what way?
It was a little bit like there used to be stuff nearby that a kid wouldn't want to have around them, like lounges and stuff like that.
A lot of drugs and different.
It just transformed a little bit.
The neighborhood transformed. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Now it's just like a wonderful.
So it became more diverse, right? Is that what it is? Okay. And so that opened you up, right? To a different life.
Yeah.
Right. And different people.
Yes.
How did that affect you? You know.
I became more confident.
Okay.
I didn't think that that I would necessarily be someone who would go to a place like Yale. That I didn't have big aspirations when I was really young. I just was trying to survive, just like people do. But I found that people valued my brain and things that I could do with it.
So you did pretty good in school. Obviously, you got to Yale, right?
Yeah, I mean, after some trouble and here and there, I eventually emerged into a format of success.
Right.
Yeah.
So you had trouble. You don't want to talk about that?
Oh, just when I was younger, I was picked on, and then when I was
some bullying.
When I grew up a little bit, I probably acted out a little bit and talked in class and got kicked out of class. Talked back to my Spanish teacher and stuff like that.
So you
speak Spanish?
Yeah, a little bit. You know. So you sort of reacted to the bullying by then becoming this guy, you know, who was getting in trouble, sort of.
Yeah, a little bit of that. But like I say, I've come full circle.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think, you know, our journey is what it's all about. You know what I mean? And that's what this show is about.
I'm totally down with that way of thinking.
Yeah. You know, so you get out of high school. Did you come straight to Yale?
Yeah, there was no turning left or right for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
How important was your family in terms of, you know, preparing you to go to Yale and also
well,
in
I
your
also
life?
Applied to my mother's and father's alma maters, which was St. Olaf and Connecticut College.
Okay.
I got into the honors program at Connecticut, and St. Olaf was a place I had a friend, and my grandpa went there, and my grandpa was a minister, and my uncle went there, and it's Northfield, Minnesota, where Carleton is, where Wellstone went. And anyway, I'm off track. But
that's all right.
Basically, I attribute to my parents a great amount of influence in my decision process, and I just went forward and knew that that's was a choice for me to just come straight to school.
So you come to Yale. I mean, early in your life, you said that, you know, you pretty much lived in a neighborhood that was not diverse.
And I never knew that I would become fully accepted in a place. And that I didn't necessarily have that inside me, this mm-hmm. knowledge that being settled. So it's taken me a long time to get to that point, very long time.
Right. Yeah. So my question is that, you know.
I would tell people out there, you know, the journey is clear. Just go on it.
Yeah, get on it. You got to get on the ride, right?
Yeah.
But you got to learn from it, too,
the ride's
right?
not going to get on you. That's the bad
right.
way of doing it.
Right. So pretty much, you know, so you get to Yale and you know.
Trying to make friends, Minnesota nice, all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, the city's diverse. The university is diverse, people from all over the world, you know, all races, you know, creeds, colors.
And I have the philosophy that you should honor the situation wherever you are.
Right.
So that's very easy for me to do now because working with kids who have cancer, they deserve all the honor.
Right.
They have the struggle. Just like when I saw people in New Haven who were homeless or dealing with difficulties that Yale students encounter on the streets and stuff like that, that's not in their comfort zone, wherever they're from, that's their home before it's my home.
Yeah. This is Juan Castillo. I'm speaking to my man, Nathaniel Jacobson. He's a Yale University graduate in 1996, and he's doing some great things right now, man. And he's working for an organization called the Free Bird, and it's an organization that, you know, that connects, you know, kids going through, you know, cancer and connects them with the arts, you know. So we're going to talk a lot more about that organization. I'm really, really excited about him being here. So you got to Yale, and so academics important and socializing. What were some of the activities that you got involved with?
I'm glad to be recording because I thought this was going to be live, but I'm so glad that we're in this format because so I can relax a little bit and talk about all the experiences that led up to the moment where I am working with the Freebird organization.
Cool.
Which I'm so proud of.
Right. So, so now you get to Yale. Like I said, you know, what were some of the things that you got involved with while you were here at school?
I was theater, and I sang, I tried different sciences, and I tried philosophy and literature, and political science, and I was kind mm-hmm. of all over the map. And finally, I went to Tanzania when I was in eighth grade. With my parents. My mother is a church leader, and my father is a musician and a teacher. So they spoke at a Lutheran conference, and I got to go there. And I had it in my blood, so when I was struggling to figure out what I wanted to do with myself, I'm like, I'm going back. So I took a year off and went back.
Wow, to Tanzania.
Correct.
Right. Tell me about that. What was that experience
so
like?
So many different experiences.
Yeah. So what was that experience like? Talk about that a little
bit. Well, I made my best friend.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He's now a programmer in the United States.
Okay. At a radio station?
No, for a healthcare company.
Okay, a programmer. Okay.
Yeah, that kind of program.
Yeah. What did you get out of that? I mean, talk about what did you get out of being able to go? You went there twice,
wonder,
right?
Wonder.
Okay.
Wonder of difference and hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main lesson from experiencing a plethora of other cultures is there's so many forms of hospitality, and if you're open to the warmth, and that's what we try to do at Free Bird, is provide hospitality from the beginning to the end of the child's experience so they can become an artist.
Right. So meeting people halfway, at least, right?
Yeah, lifting them up.
That's great. That's great. So you come back to Yale, you graduate, right?
I did.
And so then what did you decide to do at that point?
I decided it was time to figure out what I was going to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been the journey. And I'm 44 on Tuesday.
You're a young guy.
Thank you, sir. but I've got the gray hairs to prove it as well.
Well, yeah, we all do.
Yeah. So basically, doing that journey led me to where I am with the Free Bird, and led me to be on a path of having, again, not to overuse the word, a plethora of many different experiences.
So, but what did you do? I mean, you came to New York. You came back to New York, right? Did you go back to New York?
I knew I was going to go to school in the Northeast, because that's like the academic.
Right. So you went. So you when you left Yale, you went to New York City. Back to New York.
My girlfriend at the time, grew up in New Jersey and was living in Brooklyn. So I stayed, after being home in Minnesota for a little bit, I came and stayed with her. And then I took the time to road trip a little bit, and I was in Quebec, and we ended up road tripping through Mexico too. And
you're a rich man, you know, you just spending money and just no job.
Well, I was supported by my parents.
Oh, okay. All right. Good for you. It's a beautiful thing. I got
a car for my graduation. You got your car? I used it.
So that's what you did. Right. Yeah. Okay. So what was your first job coming out of college?
I worked with an organization called Peace Action.
Okay. Tell me about that.
We raised money for the peace movement. It came from Sane Freeze. Sane was about looking at nuclear armaments sanely, and wow. Freeze was about the freeze in military spending, and they joined to form Peace Action. And I got married out in San Francisco and worked for them, and knocked on doors.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, big job, to say the least, right?
It was
still an issue today.
One foot in front of the other. Yes.
Yeah, still an issue today.
It is ever. We have no idea what's going to happen with our military involvement. In the world.
Yeah. So let's talk about a Free Bird, right?
Yes, please.
Tell me about the organization.
I'd love to. It's a young organization, but burgeoning. It's just happening. We have our second gala coming up. One of the girls who's a survivor recently sang the song which you're going to play later, I'm a Free Bird.
Yes, yes.
Which I'm very happy about for our organization, for everyone to hear this beautiful song where she sings on it. And she performed at Madison Square Garden live with our founder and president, creative director, Ghadni Amir.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a hero for everyone he meets. So he started this organization because of inspiration he got from coaches in his life who were teaching him about arts. And he came up with the song, and it was a poem, and he made it into a song, and everything sprouted from this creative process.
So the organization, tell me exactly what it does.
We have three programs. We have Dream, Fight Free, and Free.
Go ahead.
Dream is when we take kids to, say, Carnegie Hall with their parents and one of our team members and any of the arts organizations we have relationships with, and make their dreams ignite through the process of witnessing the artists.
Yes.
Medium. And Fight Free is when we get them tutoring for like 6 weeks in any chosen art form, and we're working with them in hospitals and homes throughout the city and beyond.
Kids
that are battling cancer. So they get to choose what they want to do, sing, act, dance, model. We had a young girl that was recently a model in Bridal Week, and she wore this fantastic dress and just walked, and just a little thing, and she just walked down the aisle and was shining like a star.
Wonderful.
That's what she wanted to be.
That's great.
And that's kind of leading into the other program that I want to talk about, mm-hmm. which is FREE. And that is where we look for programs and internships and help them connect with artists so they can, if they feel stymied in their artistic process, that they can use that to grow and battle this disease.
Right, right. So it's almost like, you know, you're treating the soul, because art is about the soul.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, then, you know, to some degree, it's also a distraction, right?
It is a distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, from getting to what matters in somebody's life.
Yeah, yeah. How has this changed your life?
I feel like I'm being guided by you here, so please
take
me to where we're going.
Yeah, how has this affected your life, man?
Well, I knew when I was working in a soup kitchen, I knew that I'm an artistic person myself, and I write poetry and I sing in a church choir, and I'm an actor by training, and I do arts on the computer, like doodles and stuff like that, and I show it on Facebook and stuff. But I knew something in me says I love to express myself, and I'm never going to stop doing that. But I've got to make sure I have. Well, what I said to myself at the time is, I need an office experience, and that seems kind of like a simplistic, trite thing to say, but it's so huge. And I'm just going to say it: the corporate structure I've found in this non-profit organization, a Freebird organization, has inspired me to be calm, be collected, and be a part of something that is just a day-to-day ordinary experience, and at the same time inspiring.
So. Yeah, and the relationships that you have had to make, you know, with some of these kids, right?
Yeah.
You know, that...
Well, I'm the VP of fundraising for a Freebird organization, so right. I'm not in the programs department, but really flexible experience, and I get to do lots of different things.
Right, like right.
Planning and stuff.
So like earlier we were talking about, you know, that you got a little story about one person. Is that the young lady that you mentioned earlier or somebody
That's
else?
One of them. Yeah, she was great. She's so cute, and she was with her dad, and they stayed back one night and before they went home, and were able to get a hotel for them so that she could she wore a dress by Sarah Jasser.
Yes.
Famous, you've heard of her?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I went to the event, and the dresses were just knocked me out.
Any other stories? Any other story in particular?
We have these events called Get Excited Events, which is my purvey because I'm a financial person for the organization.
Right.
You can't tell by the way my mind works, but that's my job. I'm focused on that, but it's a many-hatted role. And we had a Get Excited event is what they're called, which where we work with a company and they fundraise for us, and we provide a interaction with them. In fact, mm-hmm. we had one last night with Alex and Annie's, and this one with another girl was at Talbot's mm-hmm. at their anchor store on Madison Avenue, and another girl got to model.
Right.
A girl from Brazil got to model, and she walked on every floor of the store, and all the customers watching her, and we get a percentage of the proceeds because we're a nut-to-bolt operation. We need to get our money somehow, and it's a struggle, as you know. Everything we do, we survive on in-kind donations. Like people give us, we pick up food that isn't used for the day from like a place called Paralandra Natural Food Center, where our volunteers come to our office and they can eat the food, and it feels like we can provide for people.
Yes, so. That's awesome. So, tell us about this song. I am a free bird.
I am a free bird.
So tell me, how did you guys...
Written by Godney Amir.
Okay.
And penned by him, written by, composed by him, produced by Sony. Other studios were used in the process. There's a real violinist on it. They may sound like a little thing, but this day and age when everything is electronic, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... and he sings in a duet with a a young woman by the name of Fallon Vega, who is the face of our current I Am a Free Bird campaign.
Okay.
So the question we have in videos going around, and you'll see pretty soon videos will come out of celebrities doing video where you say, I'm this person, my name's Nathaniel, I'm an actor. If it were done when 'tis done, 'twere best it were done quickly. You know, that's me acting. And then I am a free bird, and I do a little thing with my hand, and how are you a free bird? So we want the campaign, and she sang the song to go along with it, and we'll have celebrities, as I said, doing the video. And she, of course, Fallon, participated in this and sang it at Madison Square Garden, and she's on the recording.
That's Godney. Wonderful.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for coming, you know. And
it's a real pleasure.
You know, this is a great organization. You're doing some great work. So I'm going to let you, introduce this song,
right? Okay.
To end the show. And by the way, this is the Electric Drum, and we will see you next week.
Pleasure, everyone. And please enjoy this wonderful song, which is to raise the awareness of childhood cancer. It's the worldwide anthem for childhood cancer called I'm a Free Bird. Please enjoy.
The stars will shine tonight at me, and I will see. The streams will play the storm.